It's time!
What's up, dude?
What's up, dude?
What's up, dude? How you feeling today?
Angry. Yeah.
Now, tell us all why.
Because I showed up to work this morning, already not in the fucking mood. Like,
Monday blues.
Monday-itis bad. Walk in, my supervisor's in the office talking to, like, the new safety guy. And I was kind of like, sounds like something might be going on here. Walk past and he fucking finger waves me over.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, did you and D9 lock up on Friday when you left? And I was like, oh, nah, because fucking one of the boys from the office was still here. Because when my supervisor left on Friday, he was like, oh, you know how to lock up and stuff, like, you know the code and all that. I was like, yeah. And he was like, oh, so-and-so's car is still here. Like, so-and-so is still here. So if you guys leave and his car's still out the front, don't worry about it. Turns out he actually had just left his car at work.
He wasn't there.
But even still, the front, like, we'd closed up the whole workshop, all the roller doors and stuff. You can't get in the roller doors from the outside.
Yeah.
You can only open them from the inside.
Yeah.
And then to get inside the workshop, you've got to walk through the office. And even if you haven't set the alarm or locked the door, you still need to enter the PIN code in on the side to unlatch the door.
Right.
So unless these cunts that have broken in... Wait, did I mention that it got broken into?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think so.
Yeah. Well, obviously.
Yeah.
Unless they've just come and yanked the fuck out of the door until it's just, like, forcefully opened. But, like... I've tried doing that before and it's not the easiest door to open. Like, even when you have the code to unlock it.
Yeah, right.
So, we all find that a bit sus.
What sort of roller doors are they? Do they, well, like,
this
go
is just,
up?
This is just the front door to get in the office.
Yeah, right.
And then to get into the workshop, you've got to walk through the offices, get to the workshop office, and then go out into the workshop. And then you can open the roller doors from in there.
The officers would be alarmed, though, surely.
Yeah, but we didn't set the alarms because we thought old mate was still there.
Oh, true. So yours is, like, your workshop's connected to the offices and whatnot.
Yeah.
Like, alarm-wise.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck, true.
Yeah.
Shit.
There's no separate alarms or anything.
Miscommunication.
Miscommunication, yeah, because... Well, yeah, and then I said to my supervisor, I was like, oh, you said to me and D9 not to worry about it if old mate cars were still at the front. He was like, yeah, fuck. Like, I did say that. And then, because at first they hadn't really had a proper look around the offices, but every single drawer was open.
Yeah, right.
All paperwork all over the floor.
True.
Like, just shit everywhere. And then I've looked around the corner and saw, like, I've got this little stubby holder on my toolbox that's filled with, like, seal picks and paint pens and stuff. And I just saw that fucking splattered on the ground and, right, like, my water bottle on the ground.
Yeah.
And straight away I was like, oh no. Walked over.
Gone.
Toolbox gone. Only one in the whole workshop.
Do you reckon, like, has anyone left recently that might have something against you?
Nah.
Because we probably haven't really been there long enough for someone to want to do that.
Oh, even if it was... Because I did think that. I was trying to think, like, fuck, who would have worked here that's left that maybe didn't like me? But everyone that has left, I've gotten along with.
Yeah.
So, and I remember once, like, fuck, it was pretty early on when I started working there. Fucking someone came and tried to steal one of the boys' motorbikes. Like,
yeah.
In the middle of lunch, like, yeah, 1 o'clock during the day. They just turned up and tried running away with one of the bikes. So I'm assuming it was probably the same fucking people.
Wouldn't be surprised, eh?
Yeah, because they've looked at the security footage. And so they came at like 2 o'clock in the morning, Sunday morning.
Right.
So when it was pitch black,
scoped it.
No, broken in, gone through the office and stuff.
Yeah.
They ganked like 2 mini fridges, a laptop. There was a framed Eagles premiership jersey that they took.
Right.
These like Lego fucking dozer things, like the little buildable Lego fucking trucks.
Yeah.
Which are actually fucking expensive.
Yeah.
And maybe some other things from the office.
Mm.
Left and then come back at 7:45 in the morning. So like 5 hours later, and that's when they've taken my toolbox and some stuff from the workshop.
As if they went back in like broad daylight too.
Yeah, and the auto Sparky came to drop his toolbox off on Sunday, and he said he got there around like 8 o'clock.
Yeah, right.
So if he had have been there or gotten there a bit earlier, he would have fucking caught him and it would have been all good.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh.
Dumb cunts though, because they've broken in, they've touched a bunch of shit. On the cameras it doesn't look like they're wearing gloves, but then out the front, because the forensics came and everything, the cops.
Yeah.
And they found a face mask that one of them was wearing on the floor, and then a glove that one of them was wearing as well.
Yeah, right. Why would you just drop
it? Yeah, because I messaged Ivy. I was like, oh, keep checking Marketplace to see if my box has been put up. And she was like, oh, they wouldn't be dumb enough to put it up the day after they've stolen it. I was like, were dumb enough to leave their mask and a fucking glove they were wearing on the ground.
Literally the item that they used to conceal their identity.
Yeah, and they've left it. But I was saying to my supervisor, I reckon they would have scoped it out during the day Saturday, I reckon.
Yeah.
Maybe. And then they've come back at night, ganked a bunch of stuff, gone home, gone fucking cooked or something. And then come back.
Yeah.
Gone, oh, fuck yeah, let's go and have another crack at it. Gone into the workshop.
Yeah, fuck. Surely you got better shit to do, eh? But how did... Like, they would have had to have known that it was, like, unalarmed as well. Or lucky guess.
Yeah, well, because the gate wasn't closed.
Right. And that would usually close when it's...
Yeah, but even... Oh, it's just... It's just a fuck up on like everyone's behalf.
Mm.
Like, we did what we got told to do if the car was still out the front at the end of the day on Friday.
Yeah.
Which it was. And then, oh, like it's unlucky.
Yeah.
Like they've got insurance and stuff.
Miscommunication.
Yeah, but it was just the fact that it was only my toolbox.
Mm.
I was like, seriously. Like,
yeah.
Oh, it's fucking annoying,
it's
man.
It's unfortunate, bro.
Oh, so expensive. Well, yeah, I sent you that list because I had to do a list for them to do the insurance claim and stuff. Literally, what was it, like $7,094 worth of tools.
That's crazy.
I didn't even have power tools or anything. That was all just hand tools.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Fuck. That's a lot of money, man.
Fucking spewing.
Yeah.
But... yeah. Oh, well, is what it is. But then, yeah, after that, I was like, oh, does that touch the spot?
I was literally about to say that touches the spot. Yeah.
I caught that.
It was pretty swift.
That was quite swift. I got scared for a minute.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than spilling an energy drink in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
At work. Like, you just crack it open and then you spill it. And it's like, fuck, I actually needed that.
Yeah. Literally.
Such a stitch up.
I did it at Smoko the other day. But I was sitting on, like, this ramp where it's right next to our fertilizer shed.
Yeah.
So there's fucking, like, fert all over the fucking ground and shit.
Mm.
Sitting there, had my energy drink next to me. Bang! Everywhere, got sand and shit in it, bro.
Oh, spewing.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
I was so sad.
That's a big stitch up.
Yeah.
Especially because energy drinks are expensive too.
Yeah, bro. Especially if you're getting it at servos.
I've done it with a beer before. Like, being so keen to drink my long neck at the end of the day.
Mm.
And just fully knocked it off the table and spilled it everywhere. And being like...
time for another one.
Really? Yeah, and then I've had to go fucking get another one.
Yeah.
My fuck's sake. Hadn't even taken a sip. Just cracked it open and put it down.
Yeah.
And I think I was like wiping the table down or something. And, oh, yeah. This was recent.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, that's why I'm upset about it still.
Yeah, but still got a crutch.
A little bit, yeah.
Man, I was driving back from like Midland the other day along Roy Highway. So I was, I was going there and there was heaps of fucking like oversized loads and shit. So like, whatever, like kept on the road.
Yeah.
Coming back, there was this bloke in a Mitsubishi Lancer as well. Obviously, he's gone, fuck it. I'm just going to go across the sandy bit in the middle to the other side. This cunt, like his bonnet is pretty well in the sand. That's how fucking bogged he got.
What the fuck, cunt?
Because obviously he's gotten stuck and then he's just like, fuck, I'm just going to keep going.
Yeah. What a fuckhead.
Literally dug his bonnet like into the ground, bro.
On the highway as well.
Yeah. Oh, right, man. In the middle. I have my window down and like.
Surely you said you can't park there, mate.
Nah, because I didn't really realize what it was until I got close. Obviously, my vision's fucked. And then, like, I just couldn't tell. I was like, surely someone hasn't just tried to bomb it.
What, were they trying to go around the oversized load or something?
No, they were just trying to go onto the other side of the road to, you know, go up and find a different way to where they were going.
They must have missed a turn off or something.
Yeah, or...
Yeah, or whatever.
Yeah.
What a dickhead.
Right. Got, like, pretty well right next to him, and, like, my reaction was like, what the fuck? Like, out loud.
Yeah.
Pretty loud. I just see him look up, and he's like...
Oh, he heard you?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I pierced myself, dude.
That's a stitch up. Oh, he would have been so annoyed.
He looked very embarrassed.
Young guy, or...?
No, he was, like, just a middle-aged... Fucking black dude, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Like, African.
True.
Yeah. He's just like, fuck.
That's a stitch up. Poor guy. Oh, fuck. Some drivers confuse me.
Yeah, it's pretty whack, bro.
Yeah.
On that same trip, some dude near on fucking took me off the road.
True.
Because I was, like, in the right lane going around a truck. And then this bloke in his fucking commie ute was obviously like, yeah, I can fucking go in here and slip through. And I've gotten to pretty well in line with the truck. I might have been, you know, a couple metres back of it. And he's like chucked his indicator on and tried to fucking go up in between there.
Yeah, right.
He's like, holy fuck, cunt. Like, I had to go off to the side of the road. And then fucking he like pulled his head in because the truck hit the skids as well.
True.
Yeah, so he's like,
well, was this on Saturday? Yeah, right.
Like, fucking 5 minutes after seeing that bloke bogged. I was like, dude, holy shit.
They all come out to play on Saturdays, it seems.
Yeah. All the retards.
Yeah. Ooh. It's all right. You can edit that out. Fuck. I had something to bring up.
Sorry, bro.
No, it's all right. Fuck.
Shit.
Oh, bitch. The fucking Bondi thing, cunt.
Bondi thing?
Did you not hear about it?
No.
Bro.
I live under a pretty big rock, I can't lie.
Cunt, Saturday afternoon, some guy went to the Bondi shopping centre and just ran around and stabbed a bunch of people.
Oh, what?
Yeah, like full mass murder.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, six people died.
Fuck, how many people did he stab?
I think 11 are injured in hospital and 6 died.
Fuck.
All women.
Oh, true. What the fuck?
And he killed like a 9-month-old baby or something.
Fuck.
Yeah, bro. And then...
Whoa.
There's like security footage of it of him like running around with the knife and fucking... Like he... What was it? He had schizophrenia or something?
Right. True.
Yeah.
So he wasn't well.
Oh, nah. And there's like a video of him getting food at like... an Indian shop beforehand. I think on the news they were saying he didn't even finish his food. He just like ordered it, sat there for like 10 minutes, ate some of it, walked out.
Yeah.
And then there's a video of him like walking down the street out of the restaurant, like on his way to the shopping center, and he full like stumbles over and like falls into a wall.
Yeah, right.
So he must have been on something too.
Yeah. You'd think so.
Yeah. But then there was a cop at the at a cop shop like 300 meters down the road or something.
Yeah.
And she's heard something over the radio about this going on. So she's fucking got on the foot, Falcons.
Yeah.
Ran to the shopping center. Fucking pedestrians in there have told her where he is.
Yeah.
She's gone up, found him, and told him to put the knife down, and he started coming at her.
Yeah.
Bop, bop.
Popped him.
Popped him, shot him in the chest.
True.
Yeah.
Damn.
Which, that's like... And then she tried resuscitating him,
but
she was like, he didn't put the knife down, he wasn't listening to me, and he was coming at me. Like...
Pretty... I think that's a pretty fair reaction, dude.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, he just killed fucking six people.
Yeah. Like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, the video is fucking scary.
I don't particularly want to watch it, eh?
Imagine going to Carousel, because it was like a Westfield shopping center. Imagine going to Carousel and all of a sudden there's just some skits guy going around. It's like a big knife as well.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Big fucking machete or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
It's fucking scary.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, and then they've, like, they identified who it was. Gone on his Facebook and stuff, and it's like, over the past 2 weeks, he's been posting really weird shit.
Yeah, right.
And he'd, like, made himself a male escort account and stuff. Like...
Yeah, right.
He was supposedly a male escort. I don't know how good his business was.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just, like, posting weird statuses on Facebook and shit.
He was killing the competition, bro.
Yeah. Literally. But, yeah, no, fucking...
That's very weird, bro.
Yeah. And he wasn't, Oh, well, it's like a form of terrorism, but,
You were about to say he wasn't Muslim?
No, he was Australian.
Yeah, right.
So...
Like, just normal white guy.
Yeah. Trade. He must have just fucking flipped out.
Yeah.
Or he's taken something and fucking... Because in the photos that they posted of him, like, off of his Facebook and stuff, he's like, you know... He's got a bit of pudge on him. He's got a pretty full face. But then in the security footage of him running around, he looks like all scrawny and fucking... Like, yeah. It looks like he's gotten on the crack or something.
Junky.
Yeah, and just flipped it.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty fucked.
That is quite fucked.
Not cool.
I'm surprised I didn't even hear about that, hey? That seems like a pretty big deal.
Because it was before you came over for praise on Saturday. Or no, maybe even before I went to praise, I was watching something on Facebook. And it came up, like, at the top of my Facebook, fucking 7 News is live, Bondi mass stabbing. I, like, clicked on it. It was a press conference going on about it. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, I think something like that popped up when I hopped in the Uber to come over. And, like, it popped up, but then it went away.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, whatever. Yeah. Like, didn't really fully read it, but I saw, like, mass stabbing.
Like, yeah.
Like, okay. Yeah. I was like...
When I first saw it, I was like, oh, that wouldn't be in Australia.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, now I read Bondi, I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's a bit cooked.
Damn, man.
Mm.
I thought that shit doesn't happen here.
Yeah. Literally. It is an odd thing to happen in Australia.
Yeah. Like,
that sort of thing doesn't common. Really happen. Isn't common.
No.
But, yeah.
That's
Wiggy.
That's awful.
No one's going to go to that shopping centre in a while.
Nah.
People are going to fucking stay well clear of it.
Well, it'll take a while to clean up by the sounds of it.
Yeah. I showed some photos and just like blood splatters on the floor and shit. Oh. It's fucking creepy.
Feral, bro.
Yeah.
Fuck. I drove past the like Langley Park probably a week after Fred again. They were still cleaning that shit up.
Really?
Yeah.
All like, the rubbish and shit.
Not the rubbish, but like the fences and all of that.
Yeah, right.
Like, took them a fair while. I could tell they were like toward the end of it. But I thought they would have taken it down in like the next couple day. Days.
Yeah. Well, fuck. I wonder how long it took to set up.
I think they started setting it up like the Wednesday. And then it got announced on the Thursday, I think.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So they started setting up before it even had
been like announced.
Properly announced.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Bit of a giveaway.
Yeah, it was a bit.
Yeah, fuck.
Just a tad.
Cooked shit.
Yeah.
That was a pretty gnarly setup they had going there, though, wasn't it?
Looked pretty fucking sick, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
because they had all the speakers, like, all throughout the fucking oval, didn't they?
Yeah. So no matter where you were, it was, like,
loud.
The, like, screen that he had of him just, like, DJing, but then you could see all the people behind him. Like, that just looked fucking cool.
Yeah.
Almost like a
pretty sick setup.
Almost like a boiler set, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, like, that's what it looked like.
Yeah, it was fucking sick.
On a fucking Jumbotron.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty naughty.
Stunting on a Jumbotron.
Speaking of Jumbotrons, our boys.
Oh, Celtics and...
Boston first in the East. OKC first in the West.
We've been new about Boston, bro.
Hey?
We've been new about Boston.
Yeah, I know, but let me have my moment.
No, it's okay. You did well.
Yeah, did you fucking oath.
Did you win today to, like,
we seal it up? We fucking flogged them.
Did you play all your, like, starters?
Barely.
Yeah, right.
SGA played 15 minutes.
Trey.
Chet played 11 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we barely played our starters.
Just got
Well, neither did Dallas. Right. Dallas didn't play any of their starters. And I'm not sure if they've got any injuries at the moment.
They probably... Well, I don't know, actually. The West is so close. But they might have locked up their seed.
Yeah, they would have. So, well, they were... They had locked the play-in in.
Mm.
But it was just a matter of where they were going to seed in the play-in, I think.
Yeah.
Well, they might have even made playoffs.
No, I think they made playoffs, eh?
Yeah.
Which?
They would have.
Yeah, so their seed would have been...
Yeah, because play-ins is Lakers, Sacramento, Phoenix...
Golden State?
And Golden State.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, maybe not even Phoenix. Phoenix might have made playoffs.
Maybe Pelicans?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah, it is Pelicans.
Pretty heated fucking play-in.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're all pretty good teams.
Oh, and all the records are, like, the exact same.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild.
Very. But, no, so we won. Minnesota lost.
Mm.
And Denver won.
Right.
So, we have the same record as Denver. Yeah. But we finished first.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the tiebreaker or whatever they use.
Yeah, whatever the fuck. Yeah.
I think maybe percentage.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Because, fuck, we won by, like, 60 points today or something.
Fuck.
Yeah, we flogged them proper.
Oh, holy shit. Who'd you verse?
Dallas.
Oh, Dallas, yeah. Yeah, fuck.
Yeah.
That's a bit much.
Because all the games started at, like, 3:30.
Yeah.
So when I woke up, it was, like, almost the end of the third quarter. And I swear to God, it was like 37 points to fucking 83 or something.
Yeah. Shit.
And then the end score was like 87-135 or some shit.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was like not even playing our starters.
That's a healthy win.
Yeah.
Coming into playoffs.
Yeah, and then fucking the post-game interview, they got, did you see Nick Gallo barking?
Yeah.
Oh, that was good. So good.
The reporter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait. You gotta bark.
He does a good job as well. It's so funny, cunt.
I was thinking about it. That would be pretty intimidating for him. Even though he's like friends with them all.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of big fucking like 6'5" dudes.
Telling him to bark.
Like in a circle around
him. Yeah, they all like surrounded him, mate.
Yeah, bro.
They looked like they'll get gangbanging.
Like Chet was behind him and had like his hands around both people here so he couldn't get out. I just
he loves it.
Oh, he loves
it. He looked like he loved it.
He was so happy. He got accepted, bro.
He's one of the boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For that moment, he felt black.
Oh, yeah. You could see it in his eyes.
Yeah.
It was almost like he was like, oh, I've got to say no, I'm not going to bark, but I want to so bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw someone comment. They were like, dude, sound like fucking Brian or Family Guy.
Fuck. Yeah, he did actually. Fuck it out. Yeah, no. I'm keen for playoffs.
I'm over the fucking regular season.
Oh, same. It started getting pretty boring.
Yeah.
Not boring, but...
But, like, 10 games, like, the last 10 or so games is just a bit of a drag.
Kind of stopped giving a fuck.
Because you already know where especially you're going to be. East. Yeah. Or not for 2-9, but if you're Boston.
Yeah. Then it's like, yeah.
We stopped caring, like, fucking 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, you guys clinched playoffs almost a month ago or something.
Oh, yeah.
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 It's crazy. But, yeah, the West is so fucking tight. Like,
yeah,
it's scary.
Yeah. It's good, though. Good competition.
Yeah.
I like it.
I just hope we don't get Lakers in the first round. I'm not sure if we can. I think where they place their... If they do win the play-in, then they'll get 7 seed.
But I think the loser of that game plays in the next one.
For 8 seed.
Yeah.
So they get a second chance.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
And then 9 and 10, they just have one game. Whoever wins goes to the next game.
To get 8 seed.
Yeah.
Still, yeah.
Yeah.
It
actually...
I don't mind the play-in, it's good.
Well, it makes sense, especially for the West this season, because it's so close. Like, imagine if two of those teams missed out and they had, like, the exact same record.
Same record, yeah.
So, fuck, man, what more can you do?
I'm going to check the records, because it's actually fucking... It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Well, it's crazy that in the East... The only other team to have 50-plus wins was New York.
Yeah.
And they had just 50.
Yeah.
Like.
And then there's, like, what, 4 teams in the West, maybe?
5.
5? Fuck.
Yeah, fuck. Okay, so Pelicans and Lakers will verse. They're 7 and 8 seed.
Yeah.
And then Sacramento and Golden State will verse.
Oh, that's pretty interesting, bro.
Yeah. So if Lakers win, then they'll be 7 seed. But if they lose, they'll verse either Sacramento or Golden State for 8 seed.
Fuck, they're all interesting games, eh?
Well, and then what is in the fucking East?
I think
how is Philly? Oh, because they didn't have Embiid for fucking most of the season.
Yeah.
Philly and Miami, 7 and 8. And then Chicago and Atlanta. 9 and 10.
So you'd think Philly and Heat would get through, realistically.
Yeah, realistically.
You have to put money on it.
It'll be interesting.
Yeah. I want to get Heat first round, and I want to fucking sweep them stupid fucks. I hate them so much. That's probably, I almost hate them more than the Lakers.
Yeah, I hate the Lakers.
Yeah, fuck the Lakers, bro.
I don't hate Miami as much as I hate the Lakers, though. But I don't like Miami.
Miami's fucked. I hate those cards. Yeah. Actually, Jimmy Butler,
Is that only because of last year?
No, for years before that, like bro. Him.
True.
We've, like, probably since, like, 2020.
Yeah.
It's been, like, kind of a feud, because they'll beat us in the playoffs a bunch.
Yeah.
Then we ended up beating them to go to the finals the first time. And then they beat us last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't like them.
And then they got swept in the finals.
Yeah. Celtics wouldn't have done that.
What do you mean?
Celtics wouldn't have got swept.
I guess we'll never know.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll find out this year. That was your laptop.
Yeah.
How'd that happen? Fucking hell, mate.
I hope she's not fucking
crazy. Maybe just fucking chill out on the beers, alright?
Yeah.
Just fucking slow down.
I've actually been down in that bitch, eh?
Yeah, fucking oath.
Fuck.
I should have fucking got a long neck.
No, that's alright, mate. You're not
my mate.
Not my mate.
Day drinking?
Not weekday drinking.
Yeah. I do have one at home that I'll probably dig into.
Oh, not my mate.
Just because I'm upset about the fucking toolbox.
Yes. Fair call. Depressant drinking.
Yeah, which probably isn't the best, but... Cunt, I was so close to just going home straight away.
Really?
Yeah. I was fucking angry.
Yeah. You'd be like, fuck this.
So fucking pissed off.
I can't blame you.
I was just like, what the fuck am I going to do?
Pardon me, man. Sorry.
It's okay. But yeah, like, I nearly started throwing shit.
Really?
Yeah, but then I was like, fuck.
You're going to throw a little tanty.
Oh, proper was I. Because at first I was kind of like, oh, fuck. Like, that shit.
Yeah.
And then I just started thinking about it and, like, all the shit I had in there.
Mm.
And I was like, nah.
Mm. That doesn't fly.
That is not a good start to the fucking week.
No.
And usually insurance stuff takes fucking forever. So fuck knows how long it's going to be until I get reimbursed for it all mm-hmm. or get it all replaced.
Yeah. That is fucking...
And I highly doubt the cops are going to find the fucking people. Because it was a stolen car that they... Yeah, came and fucking took everything in.
True. But yeah. Surely they'll be able to ID them off the forensics.
Hopefully. Because they got some fingerprints and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it was, like, a couple of fucking teenagers or something.
Mm.
Possibly.
Could have been. Still have to get your shit back.
Oh, yeah.
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 I wonder if they have sold it.
They could have sold it to cash converters or something.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I've got my initials engraved on every single little thing in that box.
Yeah.
So if it does pop up anywhere, like, oh, no, it's fucking mine.
Yeah. Do you reckon they would accept them, like cash converters and shit with...
With a name engraved?
Yeah.
Not sure, eh? You'd think so. They would.
And they might have just been like, yeah, that's me.
Yeah. Just be like, yeah, I'm Will.
Yeah.
Or I'm WM.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, I feel like cash converters would fucking probably scratch the engraved bit off.
They could.
Like, go over it.
Although they'll probably have to check for ID and shit like that, will they?
Yeah, you'd think so.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I'm not going to fucking hold my breath.
Mm.
Because as soon as I was like, oh, it was a stolen car, I was like, well.
They're obviously.
How's that going to happen? Oh, and they stole the keys for one of the work utes.
Oh, true.
But didn't take the work ute.
Maybe that was saved for a later date.
Maybe. Or they got in the work ute, realised there was a tracker in there. And went, oh, no. But then they ganked a laptop, and the laptops are pretty easy to trace, apparently.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I just took weird shit, though.
Yeah.
Like, the most random stuff.
I mean, they're definitely going to hang up that West Coast signed jersey.
Oh, yeah.
They're not going to sell that.
No, nah, fuck no. I don't know if it was a signed... Oh, it was, like, from one of the premierships.
Yeah. Oh, that's on their wall right now, bro.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they smashed the fucking... Because it was in a, like, glass-framed fucking thing.
Yeah.
And they smashed the glass trying to get it in their car. Or they put it in the car and then they've gone and put my toolbox in.
Yeah.
And hit the fucking frame with my toolbox and it shattered.
Oh, true.
So there was fucking glass all over the floor in the car park.
Fuck.
Yeah. Oh, man. Dickheads. But yeah, I didn't see the video, but apparently they struggled a bit getting my box in.
Right.
Yeah. And they were like, yeah, and then they couldn't even close, like, the back canopy. So they drove off with the toolbox, like, half hanging out the back.
What the fuck?
I was like, cunt. What, and nobody saw that and thought, like, fuck, that's a bit suspicious.
Yeah. Or, like, what's going on there?
Yeah. Oh.
It sounds like you've been done in by rookies, eh?
Yeah. I reckon it's the same people that tried stealing the motorbike that time.
Yeah,
because that was fucking dumb when they did that.
Yeah.
Literally just walked up.
Middle of the day.
Had obviously been scoping the place out because it was as soon as we went on lunch.
Right.
So I've probably scoped it out, gone, oh, no one's in the workshop at 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Literally walked straight past the office windows where there's a row of people sitting on their computers.
Yeah.
Didn't even, like, try run with the bike. Literally grabbed it, turned around, and just started walking it out onto the road. And the people in the office have come out and they've just thrown on the ground, gone back in the car. Another stolen car that time as well. Or yeah, stolen number plates or something.
True.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Fucking gapped it.
Yeah, right.
So it was probably the same people.
They do the rounds, don't they?
To be fair, our workshop is right next to Armadale.
What are you saying, mate?
You know what I'm saying.
Dodgy area.
Armadale?
Yeah.
Are you being serious?
Army's not too bad.
Fuck off, mate. Fuck off.
Armadale.
The fucking Armadillians.
Armadillians.
You got to watch out for the Armadillians.
They're not bad, mate. Nah. I know what you're saying.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, you do. Oh, well. Just go home and cry.
Yeah, that'll make it better.
Probably not.
Preferably not. We've got to add that guy to our soundboard.
Yeah, we do. Michael.
I thought that wasn't recording for a second, eh?
Imagine. That'd be pretty bad.
That would suck.
I didn't listen to your album this week.
Gay.
I completely forgot, eh?
So gay.
Literally, I was about to leave work to come here. I was like, oh, fuck, what movie am I going to give him? And I was like, oh, what album do I listen to? And I was like, oh, I didn't fucking listen to anything.
Nah, to be honest.
I'm sorry.
Nah, it's all right. I've done that to you already.
Only once.
Yeah.
This is my first time.
Yeah. Nah, I thought about it on the way to work this morning.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I bet he hasn't listened to it.
I literally just completely forgot.
Yeah.
And then when I thought about it, I was like, oh, I didn't even listen to the album. I was like, fuck, I can't even remember what album he gave me.
Mm.
It was like a girl band, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the dinner party?
Yeah, something like that.
Prelude to Ecstasy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll listen this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do I double you up then?
You can if you want.
I might.
All right. Go on.
Well, because I had the same thing as you this morning. I was like, fuck, did I watch the movie?
Yeah.
But then I'd already seen Joker.
Yeah.
Like, I went on to Netflix to watch it.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know how the bar is like all the way at the end if you've watched it?
Yeah.
It's like all the way at the end with like 5 minutes left.
Oh, true.
I was like, no way, can't I've seen it?
Oh, no.
Started watching it and then, yeah, like.
It all came back to you.
Realized.
Yeah.
That, like when I started watching it. But then there was a few bits that I didn't remember.
Oh, so you still watched the whole thing?
Yeah, I watched it all.
Oh, true.
Yeah. I was like, fuck, I might as well.
Yeah.
Refresh my memory. Because obviously I didn't remember shit about it.
Yeah, what the fuck? I literally explained the whole ending to you and you were like, oh, yeah, sick.
See what I always forget movies, bro.
Yeah, fuck.
Like,
fair enough.
Just can't remember what happens in them.
Yeah.
Even straight after watching it. But, fuck, cool movie, eh?
Yeah.
Old mate does a good job.
Joaquin?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, how's that? Literally the day after I recommended it to you, the trailer for the second one came out.
I thought that was pretty cool. Yeah.
Did you watch it, the trailer?
Oh, didn't I?
Looks alright.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's same bloke.
Yeah.
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 Oh, fuck. I thought he did an awesome job, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he won Best Actor for it.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, understandably.
Won a little Oscar. Nice. Oscar number.
Yeah. Just a little one to add to the collection.
It's a very different take on the Joker, like, compared to some of the other ones that there have been.
I like it, though.
Yeah, it's good.
Like, it makes him, like, a real person.
Yeah.
Like.
And it's more like saying how he becomes Joker.
Yeah.
Rather than just, like, in the Batman movies, you know, falls into a tub of acid and becomes the Joker.
Yeah.
Or just already is the Joker.
Yeah. And there's no story or, like.
No.
Nothing to. Because you almost feel on his side a little bit. Like, you feel for him.
Yeah, you feel bad for him.
Yeah.
Because he's just, like, misunderstood.
Yeah.
He's got a condition.
Then he does. He kind of did it to himself doing that stand up fucking.
Yeah, but that's because he had.
Yeah.
He's had a couple screws loose.
Yeah.
And then it turns out it's because his mum was a tripper and fucking, chained him to like a radiator for 2 weeks or something.
Yeah, that was pretty fucked.
Yeah, and then he goes and kills his mum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just fucking chokes her.
Suffocates her with a pillow, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
pretty fucking brutal.
As he, like, starts fucking going down a spiral, it's like, oh, shit, this guy's fucked.
Yeah.
Well, I love all the music, though. The soundtrack's fucking good.
Yeah, the soundtrack is good.
Yeah. All the dancing and shit.
I was going to say, the part when he dances down the stairs.
Yeah.
It's pretty so cool, many though. Of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
just all of his. Oh, yeah. Nah. He did a fucking good job.
Yeah, I thought. Yeah. What's that smile cut? Yeah, go on, mate.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Fuck, you got all right, eh? Uh-huh. This is reimbursement for the couple you took off me yesterday.
Yeah,
that's when we watched UFC.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I didn't.
I know.
But yeah, nah. That's one of my all-time favourite movies, I think.
It is a fucking good movie.
Because I went and watched it in the movies, like, a few days after it came out, back in, what, 2019?
Yeah.
I think it was. We were year 12.
Yeah.
And then went and watched it again in an outdoor cinema, like, 2 weeks later.
True.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
It was one of those movies that I, like, was obsessed with.
True.
And, like, would watch, like, videos of it on YouTube and, like, conspiracy theories on what the ending means.
Like, explaining and shit like that.
Do you know what I mean by the twist at the end?
How
he escapes from the prison. But he's talking to the chick in the prison who throughout the movie is his psychiatrist.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like laughing and she's like, oh, what are you laughing about?
Mm.
And he's like, oh, I just thought of something funny.
Mm.
Or I thought of a funny joke or something.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, are you going to tell me what it is?
Mm.
He's like, oh, you wouldn't get it.
Mm.
And then he's running down the hall with the blood on his shoes and stuff. So it's kind of like, fuck, did
he
just...
I was wondering what that was.
Did he just imagine this entire movie? Yeah. Like, was any of it real or was it all in his head and now he's escaping prison to go and become the Joker?
Yeah.
Because he's made up this thing of what he is in his head.
Yeah. Because I remember seeing that. I'm so dumb, bro. I thought the red shit on his shoes was to show, like, where he went so he wouldn't, like, get, you know. Or, like, if he escaped, they would find him.
Yeah. No, that was blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck, that's a weird way to track people.
Good old Arkham Asylum.
Just, yeah.
Mm.
Track every single footstep of his.
I mean, smart. It's kind of like leaving your breadcrumbs.
Mm.
But yeah, so then it's like, fuck. Did all of that actually happen? Or has he just been in prison the whole time, making this thing up in his head?
Talking to this chick.
But then, in the trailer for the second one, there's like news over the radio. Or it kind of shows in the trailer that all of that stuff did happen.
Mm.
But the ending of the first one could actually be the beginning. No, it can't be. But yeah, it full says in the trailer, like, Arthur Fleck has escaped from Arkham Asylum and all this shit.
Right.
The trailer kind of doesn't tell you a whole lot.
Doesn't reveal too much.
Like, it does, but it kind of doesn't make sense. In a way.
I was going to say, for your movie recommendation when it comes out, we should watch it at the movies.
Yeah, fucking oath.
Yeah.
That'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, sorry, I just thought of that. I'd get it.
No, that's cute. There. We could go on a little date, eat some popcorn together.
Yeah, dude.
I'll cut a little hole in the bottom of the popcorn box.
Yeah.
Put my dick in it.
Let's do it.
That'd be pretty cool.
That would be sick.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I'll put my dick in the chalk top.
Yes, cunt.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
You love them chalk tops, eh?
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, they're pretty tasty. Yeah, no, I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah.
Even though you'd already seen it.
No, fuck, cool movie. Mm. I don't know why I'd seen it already. But yeah, no.
Who knows?
Enjoyable.
Very enjoyable, yeah. Very, very cinematic. Cinematic masterpiece, some might say.
Some might.
Yeah.
I probably would.
I know a lot of people got freaked out by it when it came out.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
I don't know, a bit on edge about it. Yeah, so I remember the guy I went to the movies with to watch it.
Mm.
He like hell didn't like it.
Really?
Yeah. He was like, that freaked me out. Like, he's putting himself in a fucking freezer, man. He's locking himself in the fridge. I was like, yeah, he's fucking schizophrenic, cunt.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what the fuck's going on. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of funny. I was like, what the fuck's he doing?
Yeah, literally. He just, like, gets half naked and hops in the fridge.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
Yeah.
Doesn't show him getting out. It's just like a scene of him hopping in the fridge.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Just takes everything out and...
Yeah.
Pops in.
I do love the ending when he goes on the TV show. He's like, oh, can you introduce me as Joker?
Yeah, that was fucking smart.
Yeah.
Because now no one knows his name. Like, obviously people do, but...
No, they did know his name because that's how they got in contact with him.
But, like, people watching the show...
Yeah.
They would all just see him as Joker, dressed up as a clown. It's cool how he started like a whole revolution
with killing the like rich people.
Yeah.
The rich stockbrokers, and then all the poor people were like hopping on it and wearing Joker masks, clown masks and shit.
Yeah. But he didn't even mean for that. But it just ended up happening because he killed fucking three dudes in the subway.
Yeah. That scene's fucking pretty mental.
Yeah. That scene's fucking sick, bro.
Well, the scene where the guys come to say sorry to him and he's doing his makeup and shit.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, oh, because they heard about his mum.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, he's going crazy. And then he fucking smashes that dude's head into the wall.
The midget's just like...
And the midget's freaking out. And then he's got to open the door for the midget. And he pretends to like fucking scare. He's like,
yeah. He's walking out.
Boo! Yeah. And then fucking... Yeah, he goes and opens the door. And he like opens it, then closes it again. And he like says, he's like, you're the only guy that was ever nice to me. And kisses him on the forehead. He's like, all right, go.
Yeah.
Little midget guy just starts running away.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, some of the bits were funny as fuck.
Yeah. Bro, yeah. I wasn't pissing myself when you were smashing him against the wall.
No, but it's like, it's that sort of like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, I was like
that sort of laugh.
He just kept going.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's fucking brutal.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah, fucking sick dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Joker's a fucking sick dude.
He's a fucking sicko.
Mm-hmm.
He went sicko mode.
He went full sicko
mode.
He went Drizzy on sicko mode.
Dude. Sicko mode.
No more. I love that nice song, cunt. Yeah, it's fucking sick.
Yeah.
It's a banger.
13 hours till I land. Have me out like a light. So sick. It's such a clever song.
The way
the beat switches up, man.
Yeah, man.
All my days.
Drake took half a Xan and he was out.
Like a light.
Like
it's
a
crazy.
Light.
All right, I need a piss.
Okay.
And then you can give me my second album.
Dope.
And I will think of a movie.
Dope. Trust me, daddy.
Help the bear!
Trust me, daddy.
Brother, brother,
brother, ooh.
Yeah, what's my fucking album, you dog?
All right. It literally just came to me, like, before you rocked up.
True zoo.
I'll give you another chick.
Mm.
Feeling the women lately.
That's good.
Yeah. Little Sims. She's, like, British.
I've probably listened to it.
You might have.
Is it, like, the Black album cover?
Black
like
album.
Black and, like, orange?
Nah. She did used to be a part of a, like, female group.
True.
Pretty sure. But, I might need your phone. I can't actually remember what the album.
What is it? Oh, I've got 1%.
Oh.
Hold on.
Make it snappy.
I'll make it quick. It's Lil Sims, eh?
Little. Ooh. It's the one that's white and her face is on it.
Oh, No Thank You?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't listened to that.
Yeah. Fucking pretty dope album. I reckon she's got another better album.
True. It's fucking pretty short.
Yeah. I reckon this is a good one to get you into her.
Yeah, fuck
because
yeah.
Because she's fucking spits bars.
Yeah.
And like makes stories, fucking raps over hell cool beats, has sick flows. Like her voice is hell unique.
Mm.
So like, yeah, I reckon she's fucking sick.
I like it.
I actually think you might really like her.
Yeah. I've listened to that other album of hers.
I can't
remember what it's called. I literally just saw it then.
Actually, I know the one you're talking about, the Black and Orange.
Yeah. 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 And it's like her standing in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one's fucking
that's a
really
good
album.
Yeah.
Isn't
she an actor as well?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she has acted.
She's in that fucking TV series.
I wouldn't know what one, but...
The one that we always carry on about and Dave's in it as well. The rapper Dave.
Yeah, nah.
Fuck, what's it called?
Top Boy?
Top Boy, yeah. Isn't she in it?
She might be.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I think she is. I remember Woody saying she was. Yeah, no, that's sick.
Mm.
Kane.
Yeah.
No. I watched a movie the other day. I think it was last Thursday.
Mm.
And Kid Cudi was in it.
Real?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
He didn't play a big part, but it was fucking...
Is it good?
Oh, it was a pretty mid movie.
Right.
We kind of just put it on just like for the sake of watching something.
Yeah.
Like, easy watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking Kid Cudi was in it.
Kid Cudi's the man,
there's
bro.
Like this one scene where it's like chick comes home and her fucking roommate's laying on the couch with her fucking, the other chick's like doona cover over her.
Right.
She's like, oh, is that my fucking doona cover? And the chick's like, oh, yeah. Like you can see she's getting eaten out.
Yeah.
And then Kid Cudi just pops out the other end of the door. He's like, oh, hey. He's like kind of fucking homo in it. But it's so fucking funny. Like, he's hell funny in it.
Yeah, right.
He just like says random stuff here and there. And he's just like hell goofy looking.
He's the man, bro.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good.
I love Kid Cudi, man.
Because, yeah, I saw him and I was like, fuck, is that Kid Cudi?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I don't fucking know. I don't know what he looks like.
Yeah.
Googled it. I was like, oh. Fucking Kid Cudi.
My man, Cudi.
Oh, it was fucking funny.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, and he, like, full makes a chick, like, eat a strawberry off his nipple in it. She, like, bites stuff, and he's full, like, ooh. It's fucking weird. It's just, like, a sexual deviant in it.
Yeah.
It's fucking funny.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Shit.
Fuck. I've got to give you a movie.
Yeah. I was about to bring up USC, but then I was like,
oh. Oh, yeah. Well, we'll touch on that.
Touch on it a little bit.
Shit. You haven't seen Tropic Thunder, have you?
Nah. Is that the one that, like, Klay Thompson wears that jersey? I'm thinking of something completely different.
No, that's, that's the basketball movie with Will Ferrell in it.
Right.
It's called, oh, it's a fucking good movie. I know the name.
Yeah.
I've seen it so many times.
I don't know why I thought it was that movie.
I think because the basketball team in that are called, like, the something Tropics.
True. Okay. Yeah.
Can't, what's the fucking movie called?
Oh.
It's something so basic.
Yeah, right.
It's like Game Time or something.
Oh, true.
Something like that. Uh-huh. But that's a funny movie.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to piss me off now that I can't remember it. I'll recommend that to you one day, though. Or okay. Just watch it on your own terms.
Okay.
It's pretty funny.
Dope.
But no, Tropic Thunder.
Yeah.
It's the one where Robert De Niro's blackface the whole time. Not Robert De Niro, sorry. Robert Downey Jr.
Right.
The dude that plays Iron Man.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah.
True.
And it's Robert Downey Jr., Ben Stiller, Jack Black.
Yeah.
Oh, this other, like, black dude. Can't remember his name.
Big cast.
Yeah.
Like, but it's, big name.
It's so fucking funny.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. It's basically about... So, in the movie, they're all movie stars, but they're all kind of, like, failing movie stars.
Right.
And they're all doing this movie, and it basically just, like, all starts going wrong. And then, like, they make the movie out of, like, what actually happens.
True.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
You'll say.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's fucking funny. Yeah. It's a massive piss take.
Okay.
But it's
like
good.
I like piss
takes. Yeah. Ben Stiller directed it, I'm pretty sure.
Right.
And
true.
He's like the main character in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's fucking funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm keen.
It's an easy watch.
Fuck yeah.
I think it's actually quite long for a comedy movie as well. Might be like 2 hours or something.
Yeah, right. True.
Yeah.
Fuck.
But yeah, it's just fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you'll like it.
I'm keen. Yeah, I don't think you've given me a funny movie.
No, not yet.
Yeah.
And it's like action as well.
Yeah, dope.
So yeah, it's pretty cool.
Nah, that is sick.
There's drugs and fucking explosions.
Yeah.
Racism.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's got everything
you
need,
really. Everything I like.
Yeah. You'll like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you've got the same sense of humour as me, mate, you'll like it.
Oh, I'm sure I will, mate.
Yeah, good. Yeah, UFC.
Yeah, fucking Holloway is the man, bro.
Bruh.
I love that guy.
I've watched the fucking replay so many times already.
It's so good that people are reposting it on Instagram.
Yeah, even UFC is.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I believe.
It's got to be, like, one of the best knockouts ever.
Oh, it has to be.
Yeah.
Literally.
Just because of, like, what it was.
At UFC 300.
Yeah.
5 seconds left says... Let's fucking stand in the middle of this ring.
When he already won the fight.
Yeah. And then just fucking goes for it.
Knocks him out, bro.
fucking nasty knockout too.
Yeah, flattened him out.
Took Gaethje a while to get up after that.
Mm.
Well, he'd already been rocked a bunch of times as well.
Mm. Holloway was piecing him up, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, Holloway easy had that fight in the bag.
Oh, yeah, Holloway was going to win.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he would have. It would have been a split decision, though. It wouldn't have been unanimous.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no. That was... Did you say he won performance of the night for that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that other dude? Dreeky? Whatever the fuck his name is? The big Viking-looking dude he wears, like...
Oh,
the fucking
Jury.
Yeah, Jury.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah, goes all right.
Yeah, goes pretty hard.
But so if they both won performance of the night, do they both get 300k each?
You'd think so.
Yeah, you'd hope so.
Yeah.
They wouldn't split it and just do 150 each.
No, no.
It'd be 300 each.
Yeah, you'd think 300 each.
But yeah, no. Oh, and then did you see in the post-conference they announced McGregor?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's pretty cool.
Remember yesterday I literally said to you, I was like, fuck, I hope he doesn't fight again.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't need to.
It is pretty cool that he is fighting again. Yeah,
and it's Chandler.
Yeah.
After all their beef on fucking Ultimate Fighter the last season.
Like, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Fucking, I'm pretty sure he said that there's going to be fights in Ireland this year.
True.
So I wouldn't be surprised if that's in fucking Ireland.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Because it's not for like a UFC main event.
Yeah.
It's just on like a... Oh, no, it's during International Fight Week or something.
Yeah, true.
So maybe it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah.
Pretty crazy.
Should be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just hope he actually takes it seriously.
I think he will.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see a reason why he wouldn't. Like, if he's going to the effort of getting back into fighting.
Yeah.
Why would he take the piss?
Well, he needs to get off the fucking drugs if he's going to fight again.
Yeah.
He needs to stop doing cocaine every fucking day.
Yeah. He's going to struggle with that too, probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
Oh, and he'd definitely be doubting all the allegations about it. But like, in the videos, bro, it's pretty obvious he's on something.
He's definitely on something in those videos, bro.
Yeah. Well, even, remember he went through that phase where he was just posting videos of him smoking joints while he's driving and shit?
And just stoned as fuck.
Yeah, stoned eating ice cream in his fucking bed or something.
Yeah.
Those videos are so funny.
They're pretty cramped.
It's like me throughout the night. It's like start of the night. He's like looking all fresh in the mirror or something.
Yeah.
And it's like after two beers and it's him flexing in the mirror. He's like, yeah! And then 3 a.m. when I get home, he's actually...
yeah. Crap.
It would be sick if he won, though.
Mm.
If he comes back after, what, 4 years or something.
Beats Chandler. Well, then he would have to keep fighting, surely.
He's not a contender.
Yeah.
Neither is Chandler, really, is he?
Chandler hasn't fought in ages, I don't think.
His last fight would have been... Didn't he fight Islam?
Don't know.
He had a pretty big fight, like, not too long ago.
Right.
And lost.
Yeah.
Might have even been Volk.
Nah, surely not.
Could have been.
Maybe.
Hmm. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I do remember his last fight, though.
Yeah. I can't.
Hmm. He's a fucking tank, though. He's a big boy.
Beast, dude.
So bulk.
Little fucking, like, speed machine, bro. Like,
yeah, he is good.
Ball of muscle.
Yeah, literally. But no, I'm pretty keen for that.
And he goes
It's in
hard.
June, eh?
Yeah.
29th of June.
Yeah. Something like that. In June sometime.
Got a while to go.
Yeah.
But indeed. Yeah. And Islam and Poirier are fighting.
Mm.
That's pretty big.
Yeah.
Well, fuck, Poirier's had so many title shots, man.
Yeah. I don't see him winning this one either.
Nah.
Like, Islam's just too good.
You never know, but
he
doubt
could,
it.
But, yeah.
Oh, and the fucking age and the amount of miles that Poirier has on him.
Yeah.
It's surprising he even won that last one.
I was
at
pretty
UFC
shocked.
299.
Yeah. But if he, like... It'll be his last shot that you ever have.
Yeah.
So he'll go pretty fucking hard, I reckon.
Oh, he goes hard all the time anyway.
Yeah. But yeah. Extra hard.
Yeah.
Hopefully he fucks that fucking Dagestani cunt up.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him lose. I actually don't mind Islam, though.
I like him, bro, but yeah. Fuck, you gotta lose, man.
Yeah, no shit. It gets boring seeing the same guy win over and over and yeah. over again.
Or if he just got a few more, because I guess he finished Volk in his last fight.
Yeah.
Finished Charles before that. Yeah, I don't know. I just want him to get more darty finishes.
Who? Poirier?
Islam.
You want him to get more darty?
Yeah,
do. Oh, like rather than choking people out and shit.
Yeah, or do like some different fucking submissions or whatever.
Yeah, he just does the same thing over and over again, eh?
Like he just
which I mean,
keeps you on the ground, you know, and then chokes you.
Don't fix what ain't broke.
Yeah.
But it makes for a pretty boring fight for the viewers.
Yeah. Like, he's pretty good on the feet, to be fair.
Yeah, well, he knocked out fucking
Volk
with a head kick.
Knocked out. Oh, no, he didn't knock out Charles. But he knocked Charles down.
Yeah. Well, he knocked Charles down and then got his back and just strangled him.
Yeah. Tapped him quick, too.
Oh, it was so tight, bro.
Yeah. Like he was instant. Just straight under.
Yeah.
Charles was like, nah, fuck this.
Fuck passing out.
The chick who passed out.
Yeah, that yarn chick.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't call it after that, eh?
Yeah. Like, he could have.
Yeah.
Although, I don't know if because the round was finished or not.
There's been rounds finished before, though, and the fighter stands up and the ref, like, looks at him in the face and, like, gets up close and is like, nah, they're done.
Yeah, no chance.
Because the bell will go, so, like, they're saved.
Yeah.
But then they get the chance to stand back up and they're fucked.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, nah, you can't keep going.
Yeah, because it's a safety thing.
Well, and then they were saying it looked like she did sniffing salts to wake herself up.
No, apparently they didn't, though.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah. They debunked it.
Yeah.
But apparently he just put his finger on her nose.
Yeah, right. And that
opens the airways or some shit like that.
Right.
Beats me.
Yeah, fuck knows. Oh, I mean, guess that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Maybe if you still, weird. I was fucking... Like, well, we were watching, and she was literally passed out.
Yeah. Like, she was done.
Yeah.
You were done.
And she was passed out before the fucking bell even went.
Yeah.
It was just because she hadn't tapped.
Yeah.
Like, that's why she had to let go, because then the bell did go.
Yeah.
But she was limp for a good, like, 5 seconds.
Yeah. Old mate did not realise.
No, he must have money on her.
Yeah. Well, we're saying we'd never seen that cunt before.
That year. Oh, the ref.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weird.
Never seen him before.
No. Nah. And then, yeah. And then Piera.
Yeah, belted him.
Fucking destroyed him.
No. Bang! Just,
yeah. Like, I love that photo.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so just, good. His fucking face, man. He knows he's a meme as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's why he would have done that, bro.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure the TikTok dude who does that, he's like famous as fuck.
True.
Ain't. All his video, like, I don't even think he talks in his videos.
Yeah.
He just sees something stupid and he's like, does it the right way.
Yeah.
He's like, like, it's not that fucking hard.
That's pretty fucking funny.
Be people trying to do clever shit.
Yeah.
Like, toasting your bread some fucking, I don't know, weird way.
And yeah.
Be like, boom.
That makes it so much better. Right. That fucking just, Potard did it.
Yeah.
Fuck, he smashed him.
Oh, yeah.
He was so happy.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
He didn't get touched, bro.
No, literally.
He wants to go up to heavyweight and fight Aspinall.
Yeah.
I want him to, bro.
Oh, I reckon he would fuck him up.
I reckon he could win.
Because what? He's already gone up a weight class.
Yeah.
To light heavyweight.
Yeah.
Oh, he'll win.
I reckon he could. For sure. Aspinall's pretty quick, but fucking Poatan would be quick as well in heavyweight.
Poatan's just a fucking...
It's a beast. What's the word?
He's just a defined fighter.
He's a nice looking man.
Everything, yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Everything he does is literally perfect in the ring.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't have very many holes in his fucking game.
He's probably one of my favourites, to be honest.
Yeah. Like, I didn't like him when he beat Izzy the first time.
Same.
But then when Izzy beat him, I kind of felt bad for him.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, fuck yeah, Izzy won.
Yeah.
And then he moved up the weight class and beat fucking... Who did he beat?
Jiri.
Yeah, it was, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then he did that, and I was like, fuck, this guy's pretty cool.
Yeah.
He's literally just running around fucking people up.
Yeah. He doesn't give a fuck.
No, he does not care. Even when he lost to Izzy the second time, he was like, I'll just move up a weight class.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah. He's like, I already beat this kind of bunch of times. Yeah. Fuck this.
And now he's like, fuck it. Might as well go to heavyweight.
Yeah.
These light heavyweights are bums.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll steamroll these pricks.
Yeah, literally. No, it was good. Because I kind of thought UFC 300 was going to be kind of shit.
Oh, there was always that feeling where it could just end up being a shit card.
Yeah, but it was pretty fucking good.
Pretty good from what we saw. Yeah. We didn't even watch all the prelims.
No, we didn't watch any.
Yeah.
Apparently the Bo Nickel fight was pretty shit.
From Bo Nickel just smashed him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty boring.
Makes sense. Yeah. Bo Nickel's pretty fucking...
He's a beast.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like his name, Bo.
Even his last name, bro, Nickel.
Nickel, yeah.
Pretty cool.
Nickelback.
Cole Nickel.
What?
I said Cole, but I meant to say Bo.
Oh.
My bad.
That's all right, bro.
My bad, dog.
My bad, dog.
My bad. Big dog. Can't put that dog.
Got that dog in me. Do you have anything else to say?
No.
No? I still feel kind of dusty from fucking sun Saturday.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
I just always sleep so shit on Sunday night if I've gone out on the Saturday.
It's, yeah.
Like just tossing and turning and I just woke up feeling yuck.
Yeah. I did get that, to be honest.
Yeah. Not full hangover, but just like that lingering feeling of anxiety.
Yeah. Big time.
Yeah.
I was freaking out this morning.
Were you?
Low key.
True.
It's like, oh man, I probably fucked this up. I probably fucked that. Then even doing my job, I was like for the first half of the morning, I kept thinking I was just fucking shit up the whole time.
Yeah.
Even though I knew what I was doing.
That is the worst feeling.
I was just like, oh man, I'm fucking this. Oh dude, I'm fucking this up.
Cooking this.
Yeah. I was literally just spraying, bro.
Can't really fuck it up, can you?
No. I just had to drive straight. Like, the stuff I was spraying, it didn't even really matter if I overlapped too much or...
True.
It mattered if I underlapped, but if I overlapped, it didn't fucking matter. And I just
You were just freaking yourself out, mate.
Yeah, bro. I was like, oh, I probably put the wrong shit in it.
Oh, no.
I couldn't have put the wrong shit in it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You're chilling, bro.
Anxiety.
Tomorrow's a new day.
Indeed it is.
Yeah.
Do you have any... last thoughts?
Nah. My mind is blank now.
Nah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Should we wrap this bitch?
Let's wrap this bitch.
Nice.
All right.
Cheers, mates.
Bye, guys. Thanks for listening.
Join us every Tuesday.
Every single fucking Tuesday. I ain't never gonna stop.